I'm still here.
You're still here. Now, we were talking about the Mike Edmonds story. When is this actually coming out? When are you actually scheduled to finish?
Early spring.
I was going to talk to you, before we move on to Eva's legacy, talking about when you've actually got the product. It must be, again, similar to when you've got a musician. You can have the most amazing album, and it's actually getting the product out there. Is it easier now with the internet and getting things up online, or how does it work for film?
It is a lot easier for people to get their work distributed themselves and for things to be seen. It's still difficult for things to be sold. Don't think that's gone away, but people can at least get their material screened. I mean, when I was talking about earlier about the first things I made, and I'm quite pleased in some way that people can't see them anymore, those were really just literally the people you showed it to on the projector. That was it. That was your audience. Mm-hmm. It was a very limited span. But today you can do something and you can put it on YouTube or Vimeo or somewhere like that. And, you've got an audience. And, so the opportunities are much better now. We're shooting it in what's called 4K resolution, which is four times the resolution of what you see on HD television sets. Yeah. So the reason we're doing that is so that it effectively can be, without being blown up, it can be screened in cinemas. And we will be hoping that as part of the festival circuit, it will be a cinema screenings. But it's likely that if it goes to a wider audience, it'll be a television slot. And it's about an hour long, so it fits into what we hope would be a saleable window.
And if you go to these festivals and you win awards, that obviously puts a profile up of anything you do.
It does indeed, yeah. I mean, initially when we started this project, it was a bit of let's get this out for our own PR purposes, really. This is just a project that's not going to make us any money, but let's put this out there and tell this important story. Mm. But as it's grown, we think, well, actually, this could well be something that actually a lot more people would find interesting. And we're hopeful, fingers crossed, that a TV channel somewhere around the world will take it on board as well.
And we do have to say to Mike, if he's listening or listening to the repeat of this, hope everything goes well for you in January.
Oh, yes. 13th.
13th.
13th. Remember that date.
I'll try my best. Now, Eva's Legacy won a Platinum Remy, is that, at the 48th Houston International Film Festival for Dramatic Original Short Film. What was it about? Tell us about the film.
Well, this is a film that another Essex colleague of mine, a guy called Kevin Mears, he wrote a sort of a short film and approached me through the work I do on corporate productions and said, look, do you know anybody that would know someone who could put this film together for me? And I looked at it and I thought, okay, at the moment I'm not that busy, I'll do it. And we just worked together on this project. It's a sort of a drama short, only 10 minutes long, and it's sort of got a bit of a supernatural twist in the tale. And we filmed it at a place called Fens, which is just north of Braintree.
Yeah.
And or Bocking. And yeah, lovely little project, really, to work on.
I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, I like a bit of supernatural
stuff. So do I.
I do, a bit of twist. Now, the question that I did ask you before, what person, living or dead, would you have loved to make a documentary about and why?
Well, this is a difficult question, even though I had a little bit of figure. I had forgotten that you'd mentioned that. So, but I think it would have to be someone involved with the film world, really. Having sort of been introduced to that recently with Mike, and maybe that's why my focus is there. Probably one of my idols, someone like Steven Spielberg. I'm sure there's been a documentary done about him more. Mm. But someone like that would be lovely person to get to work with on a story basis.
But, and that's your hero.
Well, he's one of them. There's a lot of directors out there that I admire.
Mm. And, yes. I thought you were going to say you were going to introduce him to Steven Spielberg for a second. Did you think that's
I did indeed, yeah. I was reaching for
Can I say you can do anything if you try? Is that right?
You can indeed, and I think that's testament not just to my own personal story, but also to Mike as well. If you want it and you've got the passion, you've got the drive and determination, that you can make a go of it. You can make it work.
Whether it's
film, writing, singing,
just go
anything.
For it. Yep.
Before you go, what are the plans for next year? Once this is all finished off, and maybe even Harrison Ford wants to give a couple of words. I thought he was over here at the moment again. Yeah. Should have got in there quick. Well, so you do a bit of Skyping. You don't mind a bit of Skyping?
Interestingly, Mark Hamill actually tweeted about our film project a few months back, and that was wonderful, sort of seeing that. We haven't been successful in tracking him down, unfortunately, other than that. But yeah, the next year, I'm not purely a documentary filmmaker.
You have your other work.
Drama
yes.
work as well. So,
yes.
Working with Kevin Mears, the writer of Eva's Legacy, mm. we've developed, beginning of this year, a feature-length comedy, mm. Which is the feedback we're getting from people is excellent. I'm singing my own trumpet here, or blowing my own trumpet, but obviously we don't want to do it on the cheap, so it's got a little bit time to get the money for that together,
yes.
if it happens. But I think that's the plan for next year, really, to get that one off. And luckily, I can muster a crew and the team without having too much funding required to get that. Obviously, that's quite an expensive piece.
It is, yeah.
But licensing clips from some of these films and photographs is a very expensive beast,
yes.
and therefore getting some crowdfunding together to sort of help that was our way of moving forward.
Coping, yeah.
And I just wanted to say, if you're a musical star, because I have lots of people coming in that are musicians, you actually do music videos, because you did Charlie Bird, who is a friend of mine, and you know Dave Cook, who's got a lovely... he's got this fabulous cabin down in Leon
yes.
Sea, who does lots of recording. I've worked with Dave for years. He's a lovely guy, very
yes,
funny as
yeah.
well. And Heather, who is in... they've got the little... Do you know what? I'm going to get it's the...
Piano cabin,
and the little group, the trio they have.
Yeah. Singing Swinging Bells. And also,
I've forgotten, it's gone. About the Daisy Bowlers.
Daisy Bowlers.
Oh, very, very good as well. If you do, check them out online,
yeah,
you'll find them. They do. They're fantastic. Really are good. So if people want to think about doing even a music video, where do they need to go? So you've got a website, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, lots of different websites. They can contact me. I mean, the Mike Edmonds film, if people are interested in what they've heard and want to see more, then they can go to redstablefilms.com.
Yeah.
And you can see a number of the different projects there, including the trailer for the Mike's film. But obviously simonfrith.co.uk as well. You can contact me through that if you wish.
I tell Simon last week, she sent me some pictures she'd taken last week. Oh, you look lovely in that. Do you know, talking about Star Wars, I look like Jabba the Hutt with hair. Never seen anything so disturbing in all my life.
I'm going to change that for you one day.
Go into Photoshop. Yeah, I don't care what you do with it. I'd be like, wow, you know. And look, I never use Photoshop, but I think it's one of those things that everybody should have, really. Do you not think?
I do, yeah.
Thank you very much to Simon. All the best with the film.
Thanks very much.
And thanks very much, Sylvia.
Thank you.
And we'll see you all
in January.